Good evening, everyone. My name is Cindy Minoski, and I'm from the Big Island of Hawaii. I extend a warm welcome to everyone on this Mentoring for Free Saturday Skills Call and to all those who will listen to the recording of this call in the future. Today is Saturday, the 2nd of April, 2011. Mentoring for Free is not an MLM company, and we're not an affiliate program. There's no cost to you for this or any of our more than 10 live generic training calls and interactive discussions each week. Mentoring for Free is simply a community of volunteers who believe in the value of education, personal development, and in sharing what we know works. Our purpose is to help anyone in any company succeed in network marketing by providing education, coaching, mentoring, and support within a mastermind environment. It is my pleasure to introduce the author of Success in 10 Steps, my good friend and personal mentor from Brooksville, Florida, the founder and creator of Mentoring for Free, Mr. Michael DeLohi.
Cindy, thank you so much for taking time away from the beach to be on the call here tonight with us and welcome people to the call. So thank you. Appreciate that. Uh-huh. And guys, I love doing this call. We do this call the first Saturday of every month, and it is our colors training. And I can promise you, you're going to walk away from this call tonight with some aha moments. I can promise you that. And the reason I know that is because I'm going to be interviewed tonight by Mr. Richard Dennis. Richard Dennis is up in Monticello, Florida. And Richard is very well known in the network marketing industry as an innovator. He is an amazing writer. He's the person that was responsible for creating the Dead Doctors Don't Lie tape. 250 million of those tapes were distributed and built many millionaires in many different companies with that marketing campaign. Also a brilliant ad copywriter, and it is my privilege to introduce you guys to Mr. Richard Dennis. Richard?
Thanks, Michael. Let me set the table for you here. All of us who've been dealing with the colors for a while hear people say, boy, wish I'd known this earlier. You know, I wish I'd known this a long time ago.
Some of the biggest mistakes I see that people make, I'll just give you this. Greens will say, well, the blues just are too scattered. And the blues will say, oh, the greens just can't make their mind up quick enough. You know, and for you to be successful, you've got to be working with all the colors. You've got to work with all the colors. And so becoming a chameleon, becoming that person that can be 25% every color anytime you need to, that, my friends, is when you own your life. So let me give you my take on what's the most important thing about the colors, okay? Now, Michael is the bluest blue probably you've ever going to meet in your life. I don't know of anybody that is bluer than Michael was. But how come Michael became successful? Why did Michael become a network marketing millionaire? Why? How did that happen? It's because a blue became more green. A blue could not have joined 100 companies. Would have never happened. A blue could have never joined 100 companies and read the policies and procedures, analyzed compensation plans. See, I had to become more green. I had to become more green. A green, analyze it too long. The green has to become more blue. Take action. Don't worry about what other people are thinking. Don't worry about the ad copy. It's okay. Take action. And for the yellows, you can't worry about what other people think. It's okay. Trust me, it's okay. They're not thinking anything about you. They're worried what you're thinking about them. Nobody's thinking about you. Just get that one. I'm just telling you, just get that one because that's the reality of it. What happened for Michael? How did this happen? Well, my mentor, Tom Schreider, told me one time, gosh, over 20 years ago, he says, Michael, you need more focus. So I took that literally, got more focus. Yes, it was boring to a blue to read all those policies and procedures. Yes, it was boring for a blue to analyze compensation plans. But I got to tell you what, I became more calm. I did the 30-day mental cleanse, slowed the chatter down, started getting in control of my mind, living in the now, right now, here, right now, on this call with you guys tonight, right here, right now. I got more in touch with my feelings. as a yellow. And yes, there are times that I have got to be red. Now, when was I red most of the time? It's when I had my construction business. And when you're dealing with construction workers and they're promising I'm going to be here on Monday and they don't show up till Friday, you've got to be red with those people. You got to go find somebody else that can do their job if they're not going to follow the schedule. So if you want to have success in your business, in your life, you've got to become a chameleon. You've got to become 25% of every color. And when you do that, when you create that metamorphosis, when you make that shift, what you'll hear is when you're around a yellow, you'll become more yellow. You'll slow the pace down. You'll talk about the family. You'll talk about what's important, family vacations, the grandson's birthday, what you did on the grandson's birthday or your son's birthday. You'll talk about the family. When you're around a blue, yes, you will pick up the pace. You'll talk a little bit more excited. You'll interrupt them, and they're thinking, that's okay, because I'll interrupt you too. Doesn't matter to the blue. Doesn't matter to the blue. They'll interrupt you. It's okay. It's okay. And to be more green, I had to become more green. No question about it. Had to become more analytical. So when you become 25% each color, now you become that chameleon. So when you're talking to the green, give them more information. Give them more data, more information, more data, more information, more data, more information, more data. Give it to them. When you're talking to the red, it's okay. It's okay. Talk about the money. Talk about the money. That's what they want to talk about. So talk about the money. Tell them that you know the number one income earner in this company. Tell them you know the founder of Mentoring for Free. Tell them. You don't have to be the founder. All you have to do is know how to get a hold of the founder. It's just that simple. Just that simple. You don't have to be the number one presidential distributor in your company. All you got to do is let the person know you can get them in touch with them. They can talk with them. It's all you got to do, you know? Talk about the money with them. It's okay, but you never talk about the money. Never talk about the money with a yellow. Just don't do it. Don't do it. So how can you become more successful in your life and in your business? Become a chameleon and be part of every color all the time. So when you're around a blue, become more blue. When you're around that green, be more green. When you're on that yellow, boy, that's the easy one to do, unless you're red. So reds, work on being more yellow. You've already got the red down. Perfect. Become more yellow. Become more yellow. And you will attract so many people to you, to your life, to your business. It will stun and amaze you. Stun and amaze you. Richard Dennis.
What I wanted to get into tonight, you just get caught up in being this one personality.
Yeah.
And, you know, people ask, how can I use this to really improve myself? And that's really the answer, is being the chameleon.
Absolutely. When you find out they're a yellow, blue, green, or a red, whatever it is, it doesn't matter. You find out perfect. Now you can emulate them. You can mirror them. Mirror them. Real simple. Mirror them. Become that personality. Become that personality. And it's very simple to do. It's very simple to do once you slow down the chatter in your mind. I beg people, do the 30-day mental cleanse. Participate in that on Wednesdays. It's a life changer. It's definitely a life changer. If you're a green, guys, sponsor some blues. If you're blue, sponsor some greens. If you're a yellow, sponsor blues and greens. If you're a red, sponsor everybody. If you're red, sponsor everybody. And make sure you've got, if you're red, make sure you've got a yellow in your organization that's going to follow up with these people and work with them and help answer all their questions. It's real simple. Make sure you do that. Put that in place put that in place, and you'll have great, great success using the colors, Now, how important is it for you to know the owner of the company, the person running the company, what personality are they? So you know the hot button, sponsor your weaknesses. Give you an example. In my head, I've lived it. I've done it. So when Richard and I got together and I said, I need to write this book, Success in 10 Steps. Can you help me? And he said, sure. And for everybody that doesn't know how that happened, how we did that, I want to explain it. Richard said, I've got a recorder, and it lasts like an hour and 15 minutes, something like that. And I'll call you up, and you just tell the story. Talk about it. Tell the story. I will transcribe the copy into the text, transcribe the voice into text in a Word document. I'll email it to you. You read it, and if it didn't sound like what you meant it to sound like, edit it, change it. I'll record you again. I'll transcribe it. You keep editing. I'll keep transcribing. You keep editing. I'll keep transcribing. And when we get done with it, don't worry about proofreading it. Don't worry about spelling errors, none of that stuff. Just write it from the heart. Write it from the heart. Write it from the heart. So that is how we wrote Success in 10 Steps. From my head through the heart to the paper. And it was through that partnership that Richard and I was able to do that. See, I had the information in my head, but we needed to get it on paper through Richard. And, you know, Richard is a brilliant ad copy, so putting headlines and titles in there and subheadlines, it's what made the book. It's what made the book, no question. And here's the reality, Greens. You can't do this business by yourself. Blues, you can't do this business by yourself. I don't care what you think. Can't do it. Yellows, you need everybody working with you. One big happy family. You can't do this business by yourself. It takes a team of people working together. When you get into the Mentoring for Free toolkit and you start through the checklist back there, countless, you can't even imagine the amount of hours and recording and posting and hosting recordings and calls and editing calls and putting them up there. All the people, all the time, all the effort, all the energy. No way one person can do that. Not one person has all those strengths. So while you think you're going to go take another course and you're going to figure that out, guess what? You can sponsor somebody that can do that. Sponsor your weakness. So don't get ready to think about getting ready to possibly almost do something. Do it. Take action today, now, right now. Take action. That's for the Greens. Blues, get more focused. Get focused. Focus on something. Pick something and work on it for a year. Yeah, that's right, a year. A year, 12 months will change your life. It'll change your life if you'll stay focused for a year. Don't get distracted. Don't look at that shiny button over there, that little thing over there. Don't look at it. Stay away. And the biggest thing I can tell all the yellows on the call, guys, yellows have built some of the largest organizations in the network marketing industry when they finally believe they can do it. Yellows, you can do it. Put yourself first. Your whole life you have put everybody else first. It's time for you to put yourself first. Just that simple. Just that simple.
Yeah, you know, one of the things that we hit on pretty regularly, I think we need to, you have to keep it as simple as you can. And to me, the simplest thing of all is just one word, and that is listen. And in order to listen, you may have to ask a question or two. So have one or two or three or four questions ready, but just put yourself in the position to listen to the other person, and you'll get really good at understanding which personalities you're dealing with. But you can't be talking, you have to listen.
You know, Richard, and that's the number one biggest thing. You know, I've said this for 30 years, and it's like every network marketer has got two mouths and one ear. You know, God gave us two ears and one mouth for a reason. I really, truly believe We got two ears and one mouth for a reason. That means we're supposed to listen twice as much as we talk. But see, people get into network marketing, and all they do is talk, and they never listen. They never know their distributors' why, their people's why. They don't know. They have a son and two daughters. You know, they don't know that the son is in soccer or baseball. They don't know that the daughter's doing dance. They don't have a clue because they're so busy, Richard. And this is why I beg people, do the 30-day mental cleanse. Get with the person that invited you on this call. Go to the forum. Read some of the lessons. It'll change your life. It will change your life. Just that simple. So, yes, listen to Richard. Listen. Most of the time we can't listen because we got too much chatter going in our minds. That's why I say to shut the chatter off. When you've mastered that, you will own your life. And you know what? You'll help a lot of people along the way.
Once you do that, once you've got the listening down and you can hear people and you can start to place the colors, you begin to understand the different personalities. My favorite story, San Antonio convention, and the fellow that walked up to your table that you had there, if you would tell that story, I would appreciate it.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, what Richard's talking about is Linda and I are one of the original founders of the Distributor Rights Association. And they had a meeting in San Antonio, Texas. So we went there, and I had a booth set up, and I had a Mentoring for Free banner over the top of the booth area there and everything. And there was a guy walked up to me, Richard, and he had his arms crossed. He had on a pocket shirt. He had a pen in his pocket. He had on some Dockers pants with a nice iron crease down the center. He had on his penny loafers. He walked up and he read the sign. He said, "Mentoring for free." Huh. Mentor me. And there's all kinds of people walking around and everything. And I says, well, I said, the one thing that I would do to help you is I would get you to take action. And I said, you always get ready to think about getting ready to possibly almost maybe do something. And because you've done that your whole life. And I says, you're an information junkie. You got to go get all the information you can. And I says, but the thing that I could do to help change your life is get you to share your feelings. I said, you don't share your feelings with people. You know, you probably told your wife when you married her that you loved her, and you haven't told her that since. And in your mind, if you change your mind, you'll let her know. That's how I could help you. And the guy, Richard, he was stunned. I mean, he was literally stunned. And he said, How did you do that? And I said, and all he said to me, Richard, was, mentor me. He went, mentor me. So I said, I would get you to share your feelings. But the big thing is I'd get you to share your feelings and get into action. We'll get you into action right away. You don't have to wait to make it perfect. It's never going to be perfect. You got to just get into action and launch and learn. He was green, and it's because the way he was dressed, he had his arms crossed. That's the standard position for a green. You know, they're crossing their arms. In other words, you're not going to get inside me. They're blocking you. They got their arms crossed. And he had a button-down shirt with a pocket with a pen in it. And he had on his penny loafers, and he had on his business casual clothes, which is green. The guy was green. And, you know, Richard, that's the kind of information. You could change somebody's life. Imagine getting a green to share their feelings. Imagine getting a blue to shut up enough to listen to somebody. All of a sudden, somebody's going to say, wow, they really care about me. They're listening. And that's the magic behind the colors, teaching people the colors. We can get people to stop talking long enough to figure out the colors. The person might think they care about them because they're listening. They're actually listening. What a concept. So mentor me. Yeah, love that story.
Yeah, and just sharing the tool with them. The colors is such a great learning tool.
You know, Richard, it was amazing in that situation because all of a sudden people come wandering up and listening to me tell this guy what his strengths and weaknesses are and how I could help him. And when he looked at me, he says, "How did you do that? How did you do that?" I said, "I'm just observant, just watched you." And I said, "You're the analytical guy." I said, "You're probably a CPA. You're an engineer." And look on his face, he about fell over when I said engineer. I said, "You're the numbers cruncher. You're the numbers cruncher." And he said, "I'm an engineer." "Yeah, no kidding." I said, "You love what you do because you don't have to interact with people. You interact with numbers. So now you get into network marketing and you find out it's not a numbers game. It's a relationship game. And you're screwed up because you thought you'd just work with numbers. No. You got to work with people. So you got to learn people skills. Got to learn people skills. Best people skill I know to teach is the colors, hands down, no questions. That's why we do this call. We do this call every Saturday night, the first of the month, month after month after year, the most important information you can learn is right here, right now, on colors.
What I particularly like about that is when you can tell them that sort of thing, that just totally registers. You become very credible with them because you can do something that very few people can do.
Absolutely, and it gives you instant, like Richard says, it gives you instant credibility. Instant credibility. And that is, Richard, that's so powerful. You're giving people value. You're really, truly helping people, giving people value. There's just no price to put on that. Saving people years of failure and frustration. Helping them understand their strengths. What I tell people, you know, if you're a blue, focus on your strengths because, man, you're amazing, okay? Your weaknesses will improve. Don't worry about your weaknesses. If you're a blue, become more green. If you're green, become more blue. If you're a yellow, become more blue and more green. Just that simple. The reds aren't going to change, so I didn't even mention them in this. They're going to do what they always do. Leave them alone. Let them do it. Let them sponsor 500 people today. It's okay. It's all right. Let them do what they do.
Yeah. And again, I think the colors, you know, it comes down to that listening and giving value. We talk about how you get focused on this agenda and you got to get people in your deal. Boy, that, you know, that's just a killer for you.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely, Richard. And you know, when you really truly care about people and you really want to help people, yes, you definitely lose the agenda. And then it becomes magic. It absolutely becomes magic at that point. Absolute magic. We're going to be doing a call here at 10:30. We're coming up close to the end of the half hour here. And in an hour, we do another call. It's called the Mastermind Coaches Corner Call. It's a perfect call for you to learn and hone your listening skills. Your listening skills. I highly recommend it. Highly recommend it to anybody that wants to work on their listening skills.
Just go out and do one thing. Just listen. Just start out listening to people. And if you start doing that, you will hear, with what you know so far, begin to hear the different personalities. You know, then you'll feel comfortable talking with them. Just start out listening. Get that down, and you'll be able to go from there. So,
Absolutely. Yeah, and Richard, a good thing too is don't take a notepad. Just sit there and listen to them, and you'll be amazed at all the things you'll remember that just comes right out, and you'll just remember it. So yeah, thanks. Thank you, Richard.
Yeah,
appreciate it.
Yeah, let that listening be the focus. Appreciate everybody being on the call tonight, and we will talk to you guys on the next call. Good night, everybody.